Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report. The Jaguars fall 27-14, joined now by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. John, the beginning of this ball game, you were like, hey, two drives, two offensive touchdowns, which it's been almost a year that this team has scored touchdowns in this venue, and you were kind of going, hey, look, here we go.
Well, I thought this game was a little more like what I thought some of the games would be this year, meaning I don't think you could look at this team and really think they were going to push for the playoffs this year, but you thought they'd compete early. You thought they'd have some bursts. So in that sense, I thought the early part of this game and then the result after that was maybe a little more like I thought a lot of their losses would go this year, where they showed some life early, and then all of a sudden you just kind of realize throughout the second and third quarter, I thought Justin Blackmon's absence really hurt. I thought they just didn't have enough offensively to really maintain what they started. But I thought this was a step forward from the first four or five losses was for just – really one-sided where they didn't show anything, but clearly a step back from last week.
And it didn't help losing Mike Brown in this ball game to, I guess, what was a shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. It was bad enough. You had a couple other guys that were scratched because of injury coming into this game, and then all of a sudden you lose Mike Brown. Really the only guy that was left that had a lot of experience with the exception of A. Sanders.
Right. Well,
besides Cecil.
Right. Besides Cecil. Sources didn't get a lot done, and the Cardinals were able to take him away. I thought what you just mentioned, A. Sanders, I thought that was a good sign. I thought he showed a lot more life, a lot more pep in his legs than he had early in the season. Seems like maybe he's pushed that with the bye week. And it's starting to show that burst that you want from him. He did show some energy and almost broke a couple of punts. But losing Mike Brown, after Blackman's gone, and without Stephen Burton and Steve Williams in the lineup, all of a sudden there's just not a lot of options. They used the tight ends early, but I thought it really got to a point in the second half where you look down there, they weren't running the ball, and then they're – it's hard to criticize.
Weren't running the ball? Oh, holy cow. I mean, the Arizona Cardinals are great, great defense at stopping the run. And Maurice Jones-Drew was not a factor, less than, I think, a yard a carry. That's a lot of pressure on a passing game that's missing some guys.
Right, but after that happens, then all of a sudden there's just not a lot of options to go to. You don't want to make excuses, but they just didn't have their frontline guys in the field.
Defensively for the Jaguars, I thought they did a great job of stopping the run. Andre Ellington, the sixth-round pick rookie, we knew coming in, has been a factor recently. Number one in the National Football League at yards per carry. He wasn't a factor in this game at all.
I thought they did a good job on a day where they gave up a lot of yards. I thought they did a good job on defense of at least keeping it competitive, keeping it close where you at least had a chance. As many yards as Carson Palmer threw for, it could have been a much more one-sided result. The defense did keep him in it, and had the offense been able to make a couple plays in the second half, it could have been a closer game late. So the defense, you knew they were going to need some turnovers, didn't really create that, and that was the one thing missing.
Well, you could argue that they did create it, they just didn't get the calls.
Sure. No, they didn't get the calls, and that's, I would sense there'll be some letters or some emails to the league this week.
I'm sure there'll be some phone calls out of here going down to Park Avenue.
Yeah, right? I think that would be a factor.
All right, Johnny, thank you. Jaguars lose 27-14, and here with Alan Ball, cornerback. Alan, I thought you played a very strong game against an Arizona Cardinals offense that was able to have a lot of passing yards, but not in your direction.
Yeah, we knew they wanted to come out and throw the ball. The type of offense they have a good scheme offensively. All year, I think they've thrown the ball around pretty well. They got a lot of receivers. They rotate in and out. We kind of knew that's how they were going to attack us. After the first half, we saw they threw the ball like 25 times. So we just tried to do the best we could in the back end just to limit their catches.
Watching the film of them over the last couple of weeks, it was very clear that Andre Ellington, their sixth-round pick rookie running back, was becoming a focal point of the offense, and you guys held him to almost zero impact in that game.
Yeah, that was a big key for us this week. We wanted to know where he was at. Between him, Fitzgerald, and 84, we know those guys are guys that can make plays. And on film, we've seen 38 all week just making plays. So going in on every series, we wanted to be aware of where he was at and know how he was trying to attack us.
Is Larry Fitzgerald the same player? I mean, over the last 3 weeks, less than 90 yards receiving, and watching him today, it looks like he slowed from that hamstring.
I think Larry, he's still a tremendous player. I think he's spectacular at times. And like I said, they got other guys around him now that can make some plays. So you don't have to go to him every play. And I think that's kind of what they're doing. They go to him when they need him. As you can see on third down, they were going to him a lot trying to give him the ball. But they got some weapons on offense, and they utilize them well. And they don't have to go to him every play.
All right, let's get to the somewhat of a controversy. The officials are walking right behind you. Jeff Triplett, the official, had a couple calls in that ball game. One on the muff punt by Patrick Peterson, and which looked like Will Tofoa ended up making the recovery. And then also the interception that Russell Allen had, but supposedly a timeout was called. What was your thoughts on those two plays?
You know, at the end of the day, my job is to go out and cover and make tackles when I need to make tackles. And however they see the game, that's their job to do it, and they have to call it. Some calls went our way, some calls went their way. It just so happened those calls, man, you never know how they would have impacted the game. They were at crucial times throughout the game. But, I mean, you can't knock them for seeing what they see and calling it how they call it. So that's part of the game, and it's always going to be a part of the game, them doing their job.
All right, thank you, Alan, for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Joined by defensive end, defensive tackle, Jeremy Mincy, jack of all trades along the defensive line. Jeremy, how frustrating was it in the second half from an officiating standpoint, but then also from the standpoint of that offensively you guys weren't able to generate anything in the second half?
It was very frustrating, you know. A lot of mysterious things going on, but we continue to fight, and we fought to the end. We got a whole team scoring now, you know. And I know it's tough, but we got to do our jobs and focus on what we can control. And that was to make the plays that we needed to make, and we didn't make enough.
It's been a frustrating season. You guys last week get your first win, but you know, a lot of people all week long after the win talked about how Gus Bradley has kind of held this thing together. What does Gus say to you guys after a game like this?
Eat crumbs and focus on getting better, because we will be a good team sooner or later. You know, it's all out there. Every guy on the D-line got busted lips and scratches and bruises. We fought our butts off, and you got to give the Arizona Cardinals, you know, their credit. They made more plays than us, but we did fight our behind off, and what I did see positive was the D-line coming together, start playing together and making the plays, and putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, which we've been missing out on a lot of that this season. So it's good to see that the team still growing chemistry, but we got to start winning. We got to find a way to win, the will to win, and the desire to make the plays we need to make.
All right, thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Pride of the Jaguars, Tony Buscelli. And, Tony, you and I were both up in the radio booth, and we're looking at these calls that were made on the field. And let's start with the muff punt by Patrick Peterson. Looked like Will Tofoa ended up falling on that ball right on his chest. Patrick Peterson was reaching in with one arm, and somehow he came out of it. But as soon as that Will is touched, shouldn't the play be dead?
Listen, from our angle and the replays we saw, Jeff, I'm with you. I don't understand how they make that call. If you look at the replay, there's three Jaguars on top of the ball. As the Patrick Peterson's on top of Will Tofoa, who seemingly has the ball, is digging in there trying to rip it out. The official's right there. Why at that point it is not Jaguars' ball is it's a mystery to me. I mean, I thought the officiating was atrocious today. And listen, I don't know if the Jags win the game, but I think it's a different game.
And then the other one was the interception that Carson Palmer throws. Russell Allen makes a great play. And by the way, he played pretty well in replacement of Paul Posluszny. But that interception would have given the Jaguars offense that had been struggling all day great field position to try to close the gap.
In all my years of watching and playing football.
Did you see an official, by the way, running out on the field trying to stop the play?
That's the thing.
There was
so,
a timeout.
I've been in games where a coach calls a late timeout and the official immediately is blowing his whistle, almost having a seizure trying to stop the play in time before it goes on. I have never, ever seen a play where the entire play goes forth.
From beginning to end.
From the beginning to end. No official comes in, signals that it was dead, stops it. And then somehow afterwards, the referee decides, oh, but they called timeout. And because here's the thing, it's not like it was a loud crowd or situation, because it wasn't there was a lot of no-shows, and so there's some empty seats. And so if an official blows the whistle as soon as the timeout, people are going to hear it. Not one player stopped. Not one player reacted like it was a timeout. Not any of the officials. That one, listen. It's awful officiating to have that happen.
There was another call, though, and it was probably mine and yours favorite call in the game.
Oh, yeah, it was a good one.
When Jeff Triplett ends up, there was a flag that was thrown on a play in which Jason Babin ends up beating Winston, the right tackle.
Yep.
And it looked like that he was held. And he picks the flag up and he says, there was no holding on the play. The player ran through it.
Yeah, I wish
have
I
you ever heard that?
No, I wish I would have, because it would have been nice, because, you know, I got called for some holds where guys ran through it. And they called the hold. Listen. Listen, the officiating an NFL game is very difficult because the things are happening so fast, and it's a physical game, and listen, they're doing the best they can. But some of these are just, you know, it's inexcusable. They got to do a better job. You can't affect games the way they did today.
All right, last question. Did this team get better today against what I think is a better football team than last week. Cardinals, to me, are better than the Titans.
Listen, I thought the front seven played well today. You know, they got three sacks. They got pressure. Maybe not as consistent as you would like. I thought they were awesome, just awesome against the run. They shut down two backs that are above average, and Ellington might end up being a very, very good back. Pass defense struggled. I mean, there's a lot of holes back there. Some of it's pass rush, some of it's coverage. And so overall, I thought the defense played a good effort. I thought special teams was outstanding. Coverage, return, punting by Brian Anger. Offensively, no, they didn't. And part of that is it's difficult to move the ball right now when you don't have guys that you feel like can consistently win.
Well, and I give credit to the Arizona Cardinals run defense. I mean, they did a great job putting a lot of pressure on the Jaguars passing offense. All right, thank you, Tony.
Jeff, it's always a pleasure.
That'll do it for us from here at the bank.